Molokai, the debate over genetic modification of crops goes beyond the facts. It's personal for many people. The island has two biotechnology companies, Monsanto and Dow AgriSciences, locally known as Micogen. With more than 130 full-time and seasonal employees, Monsanto is Molokai's largest employer. In this small community of just over 7,000, GMOs aren't black and white. For many, it represents a job that supports their family. With a statewide push toward regulation and disclosure requirements, employees worry that those efforts are directed at shutting operations down. Micogen station leader David Gilliland says the industry has been subject to, quote, anti-agriculture legislation directed at biotechnology for years. He calls concerns about other related issues, such as pesticide use, an activist tactic. But for many Molokai residents, like parent Kaleni Ua Riddy, the concern is real. It's not about kicking biotech companies off the island, he says, it's just about respect. With land cultivated by Monsanto on Molokai in the thousands of acres and expanding, he says he doesn't want to worry about his kids being poisoned with pesticide drift at school or in their home. Others are concerned about runoff into the reef, contamination of groundwater, and health impacts of crop testing. With growing trends toward organic farming and sustainable agriculture, many also want to ensure responsible stewardship of the land. With conclusive studies on the effects of biotechnology and GMOs on Molokai lacking, the debate continues to be both personal and passionate. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Catherine Kaluit from the Molokai Dispatch.